Now, NDE Radio, a weekly exploration of near-death experiences and similar encounters with the other side. Now, here's your host, Lee Whitting.
Welcome to NDE Radio with Lee Whitting. Whether you're listening on TalkZone, by podcast, through the archives of our ad-free shows on our YouTube channel, or by connecting through our Facebook page. For the past 12 years, from time to time, I've read stories of spiritually transformative experiences from the files of IANS, the International Association for Near-Death Studies. The following is a recent example provided as a service to members of IANS. It's just one more example of the benefits of being an IANS member. IANS summarized the following report thusly. A young woman in emotional turmoil prays to understand forgiveness. Subsequently, she has two NDE-like experiences followed by a vision while she is in her body. She meets God and Jesus and is shown many things and given many teachings. And here is her report. It was July 1st, 2016, and I was 29, living in Austin, Texas, with my then-boyfriend of 6 years. We were best friends, but we had a difficult time in our relationship. I often found we thought so alike, and he was my universe person, and I was his. On my birthday, I decided we would go to Zilker Park, have a picnic, and fly a kite. When our picnic was done, and we finished flying our heart-shaped kite in the air, we got into a silly fight about where we parked, but instead of letting go, our argument lasted all the way home. I ended up going for a walk for hours afterwards, feeling unable to let go. When I came back to the apartment on the night of my birthday, I asked him to find a place to stay with a friend for a bit so I could have some space. Standing in the kitchen alone, I suddenly said a prayer to someone in the universe, someone who was both within the universe and outside of it, someone who could see me and hear me. I said a prayer to God, though I did not have the word God in my vocabulary at the time, just a visual image in my head. I said to God, "What else is there?" I wanted an experience of something beyond. I'd begun to piece together over the last few years in Austin, going to yoga classes and meditation groups and learning about love and couples therapy, that there must be a spiritual dimension or reality, something beyond the physical, where there is a constancy to things, because here everything is fleeting. I got nothing. When I got nothing, I was sad, disappointed, maybe a little upset at God. I said in my own head, "This is the first time I'm speaking to you in years, and you're not going to answer me? If you were so loving and so concerned about our spiritual welfare and the salvation of souls or whatever, wouldn't you even be glad that I was speaking to you?" I started crying. I felt God didn't care about me. I felt God did not care that I was even talking to him. I felt like I did when I was a child, trying to have some relationship with this creator by going to church and asking him into my heart and getting nothing in return. I felt like I just gave my all to God like I did when I was a child, and there was just silence. I thought somehow, maybe I asked the wrong question. My heart felt so heavy and weighed down, like there was so much I was carrying and holding on to emotionally, and I didn't know what to do with it from my whole lifetime of events. I thought about my mom, who came by the last year and talked to me about her church and how she spoke of forgiveness. I believed forgiveness was a Christian concept, something good and well-natured, but that I didn't have that. I believed people who were Christians wanted to forgive or intended to forgive others, but did not truly forgive inside of their hearts. I thought they still held on to so much that forgiveness seemed almost magical, vague, elusive, and impossible or distant. How could you know whether you actually forgave someone on the inside? I said to God, "Fine, if you're not going to answer me that, then I want to know what it's like to forgive." When I asked God to know what forgiveness is like, a waterfall of pure white light came pouring into my heart from up above. I felt so completely flooded with such immense peace, joy, love and forgiveness that I was transported to what I can only describe as another place or dimension that felt like heaven. I found myself standing in Zilker Park, but everywhere I looked, there was this pure white light that contained only peace, love, and joy. I saw the rocks at Zilker Park, the trees, the grass, and the sky that was just shining with this pure white light of what was the light of God. Everything looked greener than green. It was like nature had been magnified. I could see this light shining through and within everything. I saw our sunny day together at Zilker Park, how we ended up fighting. God showed me that even though I felt badly about our fight. He wasn't judging us. I'd felt badly about our fight that day, but God and the angels showed me that there is no judgment for humanity. God and the angels aren't judging us or anyone. Without this, they could not love. I felt so much forgiveness coming from the light of God. Next, I saw my then-boyfriend walking away from me to my left over a grassy field with a tiny, straight, and narrow path and with a hill. On top of the hill was a young tree. I understood that he would become this tree if he came to believe in God. I felt so much love and forgiveness for my boyfriend. I wanted the very best for him. I understood that for some reason we would need to part ways in order for him to find God and become this tree. He needed to go to on his own path. I felt so much forgiveness for him, even if it meant that he would find someone else in life to be with. I simply wanted the very best for him. I then saw God looking over Austin like I was looking over the earth through God's eyes. God showed me that I am never alone, and no one is ever alone here on earth. His light is always present, shining through the clouds and throughout the whole earth, even though we do not see it. God showed me the light of the spiritual dimension. And in the physical dimension, we do not see God's light, but it is still there. The light is shining at such a high frequency that we do not see it physically with our physical eyes, but we can only see it spiritually or in the spiritual dimension. I saw through God's eyes all the souls of the earth looking over the city of Austin. Every soul looked like a marble white crystal ball, full of beautiful cracks and fissures of silver light. I did not see people in their human form, only their soul. God showed me every soul of all these different religions around the city of Austin near Zilker Park. There were Buddhist souls, Hindu souls, Muslim souls, atheist souls, Christian souls, Jewish souls, agnostic souls, etc. God showed me that they are all his children. They cannot not be because they are made in his image. And that image is the love and light of God. What matters to God is the love a person has, not their individual religion or their lack of religion. God showed me that even though many atheists lack a religion or faith in God, it doesn't mean they are any less spiritual than anyone else. Because they have a soul, they are spiritual, even though they don't know it or believe in God. God doesn't necessarily need them to believe in him, only to love, because that love comes from God. While God was showing me every soul of every religion, he showed me how there could be peace on earth or peace with religions if people of different religions would stop fighting about which religion is right. When religious people learn to stop fighting with one another or try to convert the other, it will actually help them connect to God more, and it will look better to people who aren't religious because they are seeing you living out your faith. I saw that love worships God. The love a person or soul has, regardless of their individual religion, comes from their soul as a sparkling white light that floats up toward the light of God or heaven and worships God. That love and light that comes from a person's soul reunites with his light and then becomes part of the light. God is pleased with love, and when people treat one another with love and kindness, he showed me it doesn't matter how much worship songs you sing, but it is the love you have for yourself and others that matters to God. I was still in a daze and did not feel I knew exactly where I was or what was happening. I was still trying to grasp what was happening. I looked around amazed and bewildered, looking around Zilker Park at the grass that was greener than green and the trees which all had the light of God shining out of them like the glory of God. I could see that nature did not in and of itself contain this light, but it was given the light by God. Without that light, nature is mere dust, matter, or darkness, and merely creation. It is not the thing to be worshipped. I stood up and seven words began to appear before me in the sky or in the air. The words came out from the light. The words were peace, love, joy, beauty, kindness, forgiveness, and truth. And when the word truth appeared, I looked to my right and tried to fathom where I was and what was happening. I felt I was seeing seven lessons that I would learn on Earth. The experience was so overwhelming and otherworldly. There was just such pure white light everywhere, surrounding the whole world, and I was standing there in front of it and surrounded by this complete and total purity. I tried in my scientific mind to grasp where I was and what was happening by analyzing the possibilities. The trees all had a light shining out of them like the glory of God, and I wondered, what is this? I looked around and wondered if I was in the presence of an extraterrestrial. I said, no, this is too pure to be an extraterrestrial being. When I realized I was not in the presence of an extraterrestrial being, I said, oh my God, this is God. God has come to me. I am in the presence of God. I was so floored that God had come to me personally, that I was meeting the living God. I knew I was in the presence of God, the Father, not Jesus or someone else, but God the Father. He came to me out of the light almost like a white mannequin. He was in the form of a man, a perfect man who was in his 30s and yet very old and ancient at the same time. He was this perfect man, the man I had been looking for my whole life. I said, oh my God, I'm in the presence of God. God has come to me. God himself was a person within the light. The light is merely God's energy or God's glory. It comes out of him. It is him, and yet it is not him. It is merely the energy coming out of him, out of who he is as a person. When I realized I could know God as a person, I saw God closely standing in front of me. I could see inside of his body, filled with millions and billions of diamonds and crystals. I realized I was seeing every soul of the entire universe in his body. At some point, God showed me all of creation. I saw from the time of the Big Bang to the creation of the earth to our present time, and it was like nothing. I held the universe, and it was like nothing. All of the physical matter that created it, it had no weight. It was a mere creation. I held the earth, and it was like nothing. It had no weight, but what did have weight was God's glory or presence. God's presence had the weight. Somehow I went into the beginning of time before anything existed. I saw God as though I was behind him, her, as though God was something like a brain peering out into the universe before it was created, with two halves to make a whole. God had a left brain and a right brain, or a feminine half and a masculine half. The two together created a whole. God is male and female together, and this is how God makes all creation in his image of male and female. Let us make them in our image. In the beginning, before anything or anyone was created, God sat with himself, herself. God, the male half, was content to simply be. But the feminine half of God wanted to express herself and go outward to create life. God, the masculine half, realized it was unloving not to allow her to express herself. So he allowed the female or the feminine half of God to do this and create life. From her, the universe was formed in an explosion of light. All of us are a reflection of this male and female duality within God. I also understood from watching this that we are in universe 2.0. Another universe existed prior to this in which there were different mathematical parameters to define it and set the conditions. Yet at some point, we switched over to the present condition of the universe with a different set of laws and mathematical parameters. However, we always existed and will always exist. God showed me during this experience that anything we put before God becomes idolatry or an idol. I understood there was no judgment coming from God for this. God doesn't judge us or humanity for having idols, but it is simply not good or beneficial for us to not put God first. God showed me above the earth, and I looked out over the earth at all humanity, and he showed me that even wanting to do good, like helping others, can be an idol. We put it before God. Suddenly, I was taken to the throne of God. I saw God way up, seated on a white throne that was very basic and square in shape, very little decoration. I found myself standing on God's shoulder, like a tiny angel, looking at his face, holding his face in my hands, like I had just found my best friend. I was ecstatic, full of joy and ecstasy, like, oh my God, God, look how awesome you are. Look how amazing you are. Out of the light came the figure of Jesus, who spoke to me in scripture and said, I am the light of the world. The sentence, "I am the light of the world," floated toward me and came into my heart or chest area. I said, "Oh my God, I remember this from growing up in the Methodist church." I remember looking up and seeing angels in the clouds above Zilker Park. The angels were large, and there were four of them, all with multiple wings. They were wearing white robes, and they were standing before the throne of God singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And when I saw this, it was the most beautiful thing. I stood there in awe, saying, "Oh my God, this is glorious, glorious." I just wanted to be like them, singing joyfully before the throne forever and ever. I could feel how you never got tired of it. It's like the most beautiful song you could ever sing. I saw them and said, "Oh my God, that's who I am. That's who I want to be." When I said this, I found myself floating into one of the angels' bodies, and I became like them. I learned scripture in heaven with God and the four angels. The angels were writing scripture on the wall in script of golden light, like cursive, for me to feast on and learn. They were feasting on the word of God and worshiping it. Jesus showed me the true nature of time. Time never ends, and time is eternal. It is past, present, and future all rolled into one. It is always moving toward and into somewhere, and that forward direction is called the future. Because it is always in motion and always going forward, the future has already happened, will happen, and will always happen. Past, present, and future are all one and happening at the same time. However, the present moment is where we live. You must live in the present moment to truly enjoy life, and that's where you find peace. When I saw all of this, Jesus quoted scripture to me. He said, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." Suddenly, I found myself taken up to a place where I stood before God above the earth, and I was just standing there surrounded by pure white light. I remember feeling so completely and utterly perfect in God, just like I was a child. I knew God had many other children out there all over the earth, but it was like I was the only one. I felt so completely and utterly loved. I remember thinking how silly it was that people grovel before God, but we don't need to grovel before God because He loves us. He loves us like children, and we are perfect to Him. So we don't need to grovel. We can just stand before God. The hands of God came toward me and came into my chest. He put the backs of His hands together and put them into my chest and then pushed away all of my sin as far as the east is from the west. When God did this, the scripture appeared to me, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us." I understood that because God has taken away our sin, God and the angels do not see our sin, but when they look at us, they just see us as perfect children who we truly are, so we can be free before God. God showed me all of the suffering on the earth. I saw all of humanity's suffering and how no soul was ever alone during the suffering, even though they felt like it. I felt I could see through God's eyes that He is always with them, even though they feel alone during their suffering. I even saw women being raped and tortured in basements and women who were kidnapped going through the worst and most horrific types of experiences of life and seeing how much God loved them and was with them. Suddenly, I came into an experience before the beginning of time when I was held in the arms of God. God looked like a very tall man in a white robe. I was like a new soul. I was like a sparkling bubble full of bright pink light, almost fuchsia, like the color of an azalea. God held me in His arms. I saw God as a father and as a mother. God was a father, but inside He was a mother. I felt this duality within God, this father-motherness. I understood that God is male and female, mother and father, and we are all in this image of male and female as well. I felt like a newborn baby, completely still within my soul. When I was being held by God, I knew no fear or anxiety as I had struggled with on earth, just total stillness or freedom from anxiety and fear within my heart. I understood during this experience that fear is an emotion that comes from underneath the heart of a person and that makes it jump around, but it is false because fear is an illusion. We can have stillness with God like we are a baby in His arms when we are free from this fear. The scripture came to me during this experience. Be still and know that I am God. I felt and lived the meaning of this, and it brought me to tears. While I was being held in the arms of God, I looked up toward the sky with the earth in the background behind God as though the earth were a giant bubble. I understood I was a pre-birth place, a time before birth on earth, but after coming through a big gap or hole in the sky on my way to earth. There is a pre-birth realm in the universe, within the stars or space above the earth, yet somehow beneath heaven. I saw this space as a square cutout in the earth's sky or atmosphere that led to the universe where people came from before they were dropped into the earth. God did not show me what was up there, but whether it was a school or anything or a classroom, but I know we come from that space above the earth before we come to earth and to our body in our mother's womb. Each one of us is held in the arms of God before we come to earth. Then God released me into the earth that was behind him, and I came into the garden of Adam and Eve. And while I was in the garden of Adam and Eve, it was like a tropical paradise full of lush green trees and plants. I was with Adam and Eve and stood with them as beings of light. I could not see their physical human form, only their spiritual form. And they were pure beings of white light who danced before God like they were children. I stood before God with them and danced with God like I was a child, completely free and happy. I saw myself looking at God's face, all bright and shiny, full of white light. And then I became like God and looked at myself through God's eyes, dancing at him like I was a toddler, very happy and free. Then God put me into my mother's womb, and I saw myself being born into the earth realm as a new soul. I became like a human 3-year-old child dancing before God, very happy. I understood that it was this love of a mother that God has for every human being when he releases us into our mother's wombs. Mothers love their children, but then allow them to go free, grow up, and be happy, hoping always they will come back, but never sure they will return. And this is how it is with God and the souls of the earth. God has to allow us this freedom in order for us to truly live and be happy. As I left God, like a child dancing off into the earth, into nature, I was like a ballerina and felt completely free to explore the world and be happy. I looked up at God's light over the face of the earth, and then God spoke to me audibly within my heart. I heard God's voice from within my heart. Immediately, I understood that our hearts have ears and can hear, and that I would be able to hear the audible voice of God from within my heart while I was here on the earth. God said the words, "Come home." When the vision ended, I found myself back in the kitchen like nothing had happened. I don't know how long I was gone for, but I knew in earth time only about 3 minutes had passed. And while I was standing in the kitchen, I felt my heart turn to stone. All of the peace, love, joy, and forgiveness from the vision left me, and I felt my heart as it had become from all the years of hurt and abuse that I had experienced in my life. My heart was so hard and heavy like it was made of stone. I was so afraid that God had just left me there without any peace, love, or joy. I felt abandoned by God and scared. The scripture came to me which said, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." Ezekiel 36:26. God came to me and showed me a second vision, and he took me on a visionary trip into my chest. I could see inside of my chest like it was a room full of darkness. I could see my physical beating heart sitting in there. My heart looked black. God showed me that our hearts are like a gateway between the physical world and the spiritual world. What we fill our hearts with affects us on a spiritual level, whether we fill our hearts with good things or bad things. I saw there was like a shadow or a veil over my heart, and it was dark, but like the consistency of paper mache, it was lightweight, had no real weight or power. This is what many people call Satan or the devil, but this darkness is simply darkness, and it has no power. Then God spoke to me audibly. He said, "Without me, your heart is in darkness." Then God said, "But with me, there can be so much peace. Come home." The white light of God shone out from my heart. It burst out like a ray of sunshine, The beautiful white light of God from the vision was living inside of me. I knew this light lives within all of us and all humanity, but people don't know that it's there. The scripture verse came out of my heart and toward me. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. I remembered what God had written from all of those years ago when I was growing up in church. The peace and love of God filled my heart. I fell to the floor of the kitchen and cried. I put myself against the wall near the window to contemplate what had just happened. I knew we were all lost on the earth without God and living in darkness. I knew what the Christians had said was true, that we need God to be our light. When I got up from the floor, I could see, feel the presence of angels with me, and I could see angels in every direction. There were thousands of them surrounding me everywhere, spread throughout the earth. They were shoulder to shoulder, touching as if there were no spaces between them. I looked out across the earth and could see not a space that was not filled with an angel from heaven. I knew they were kind and benevolent creatures, completely free from fear or judgment, only looking out for the good of humanity. But I could see them now, and they were a wonderful comfort to me. And here's where we'll end. My thanks to the International Association for Near-Death Studies, IANS, for the abridged account I just read and for all they do in promoting near-death studies. And thanks to you for listening. If you'd like to hear this show again or any of our more than 500 archived ad-free NDE interviews, go to TalkZone's NDE Radio site and hit the Past Shows button, or go to our YouTube channel, NDE Radio with Lee Whitting, where you can subscribe to and comment on the complete NDE radio library. And listen next Monday, 11 a.m. Eastern at TalkZone for more NDE radio. I'm your host, Lee Whitting, saying once again, thanks for listening.